Oscar van Heerden is a political commentator joining me on the line now. Oscar, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and good morning to the listeners.
Were you as surprised by the commitments made by the South African authorities to the IMF to investigate a fiscal rule, a debt ceiling, rather, as far as their spending is concerned?
No, I can't say I was surprised. I mean, I think that the South African government and National Treasury obviously had to try and put forward some measures and some commitments in order to secure the actual loan.
And my understanding is that this is a commitment made by the South African government and that the IMF did not dictate it, right? We know that, 7 years ago, they had placed a ceiling on expenditure for South Africa in order for us to get access to any funding, and we've never received any loans from the IMF up until now.
Yes. You know, the last time, Africa, that we as a South African government took a IMF loan, although it was a different type of loan, was in 1993, just before the democratic elections of 1994. And that was as a result of completely, you know, the fiscus actually being bankrupt, the country not having any money, and we simply weren't in a position to fund the new dispensation as we move towards our first democratic elections. And so the government at the time made a loan of about $850 million, and that is the money that we then used to move into our new democracy. And that roughly, Africa, took the South African government under the Mandela administration, although the loan was made by the former Nationalist Party government of de Klerk. The new administration under Mandela had to repay that loan, and it took up to about almost five years to repay that.
The Tito Mboweni, I suppose, in Treasury particularly, will now need to present budgets and medium-term statements over the next few years that will meet this commitment that the government has made to the IMF. Does he have much wiggle room? Because even his intention, for example, to cut on the public wage bill is being met with great resistance from the unions and some of the alliance partners.
No, absolutely. There isn't very much wiggle room, although we are likely to see, coming from Treasury, a commitment that is going to try and honor the repayment terms. Usually, you know, if you take out, there's two types of loan, Africa, that the IMF usually makes available. The one is called the SBA loan, and then, of course, this one that the South African government went for now is what we call a rapid finance instrument, which is a special arrangement for particular crises. And as a result, because it is a rapid finance instrument, it came about as a result of the COVID pandemic to assist particularly third world and, of course, developing economies such as ourselves. It has a different set of conditions. It has a different set of an approach to the actual loan. And so, one, I think the IMF is very clear, usually, that they will not give anyone a loan unless they are satisfied with the fact that the country can actually repay it. And, of course, the issue about the negotiations is about how you actually structure it, over what period and what the percentages are to repay it. So Tito, as you rightfully say, Tito will have to play some clever footwork to try and make sure that we honor the obligations of the repayment.
Is it a good thing that we have received this loan from the IMF? Understandably, many political parties and leaders opposed to the idea, some raising concerns around corruption and how much of that money is actually going to be used for what it needs to be used. But the EFF possibly being the most vocal in terms of, wait a minute, are we going to be in a position where we are not acquiescing now to a different fiscal sort of approach to life because of what the what we anticipate the IMF is going to demand of us?
Yes. Well, look, that's a very, very important question, and it's, of course, quite a big question. I mean, so let me unpack it in a few ways. I think, one, with the election of, even though it has been a narrow election in the ANC, but with the election of the Ramaphosa administration, or Cyril Ramaphosa, as president of the ANC and becoming president subsequently of the Republic, I think that people can't have their cake and eat it. And what I mean by that, Africa, is either people must believe that Ramaphosa is sincere in wanting to get rid of corruption and put us back on a path that says that people who are doing wrong will be prosecuted, will be arrested, and so forth, that there will be consequence management. And as we've seen in the last public address from the president, he indicated that indeed the kind of wrongdoing that has taken place, even though there's the COVID pandemic with PPE, with sanitizers, and many other things, that he has put up a task team to actually deal with that corruption and so forth. And I know people are seeing that prosecutions are a little bit slow, arrests are slow, but we do have to acknowledge that since the arrival of the Ramaphosa administration, there has been quite a few things that has happened to indicate that there is some sincerity in terms of clamping down on corruption. So I think that's the first thing we must remember, that we asked this guy to come in and to clean up, and I think he's trying to do that. The second part of the question is that the South African government obviously didn't ask for this COVID pandemic. It wasn't part of the equation a few months ago. We didn't know that we would find ourselves in this bad health crisis and this disaster. And I think we have to recognize that if, as you know, Africa, the economy was already quite weak going into the crisis and the pandemic. And I think that the South African government took a decision that, given the severity and the impact on the economy and on us as citizens, they then turned to this facility that was made available. Ordinarily, one wouldn't want to go to the IMF and subject yourself to IMF conditionalities and so forth. But in this case, given the fact that there was a special fund created that doesn't have the traditional conditionalities and what we call the structural adjustment approach to the country, I think Treasury then decided and government decided perhaps we should access this facility because it is on much, much more favorable terms.
Certainly is. Oscar, thank you very much for your time this morning. Oscar van Heerden, a political commentator, reflecting on the commitments made by the South African authorities to the IMF ahead of that granting of a $4.3 billion loan, which will amount to about 70 billion rand for South Africa to respond to the economic impact of COVID-19.